Thank you. Chick Corea celebrated his 70th birthday in 2011 with a month-long residency at the Blue Note in New York City that featured dates with many of his collaborators. That was the legendary pianist joined by his electric band, Frank Gambale on guitar, Eric Marienthal on saxophone, John Patitucci playing the six-string electric bass, and drummer Dave Weckl. We heard Ritual from the album documenting Chick's 2011 residency, The Musician. It was released in 2017 on the heels of an even more epic Blue Note celebration marking Chick's 75th birthday. Our set of Deep Threes began with Cosmic Replicant, facilitating a clear mind open to future memories, such as haunting vocalizations as found on Sapir Whorf for the hypothesis about linguistic relativity from Johan Johansson's soundtrack for the film Arrival. We took refuge in the Therm Room, decorated by Poddington Bear in a panoramic ambient style that was a portal into a house of beauty, as realized by Sun Ra for piccolo, bowed bass, and piano on the Heliocentric Worlds of Sun Ra, Volume 2. Allison Miller's Boom Tick Boom picked up the pace with Fuster from Otis Was a Polar Bear. Mark Kudish read Fire and Ice by Robert Frost off of Poetic License before Snarky Puppy, and the Metropole Orchestra gave us Atchafalaya, recorded in concert in Dordrecht, the Netherlands for the Silva album. And we heard The Real McBop from Arturo Sandoval, live at the Blue Note. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. In the background, Circles from the soundtrack to The Tree of Life by Alexandre Desplat. You can find us on the web at www.d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. The internet holds vast amounts of trustworthy information on many issues, but also huge volumes of false and misleading content, especially about climate change.
Right now, we are seeing a lot of mis and disinformation about climate solutions, electric vehicles, renewable energy.
Climate scientist Emmanuel Vincent is the founder of Science Feedback. The group includes a network of scientists who review some of the climate-related stories and myths spreading online, such as the false claim that wind turbines do not work in the cold. In fact, they do operate in low temperatures and have systems to prevent ice buildup.
So we have about 500 scientists to help us verify when there is a prominent claim, whether it is true or false, whether it is based on sound science and in agreement with the data. We also go and read the scientific literature.
They summarize their findings in free articles at science.feedback.org. The resources are written for a general audience and include links to other studies and resources that provide more in-depth information. So the initiative provides reliable information about climate change and climate solutions, helping people separate fact from fiction. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.